Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
President Biden and the bipartisan group Wednesday announced agreement on the details of what's being labeled as a once-in-a-generation investment in American infrastructure, which will be taken up for consideration. In total, the deal includes $550 billion in new federal investment in America's infrastructure, according to the White House. Senator Lisa Murkowski announced Alaska's priorities in a press conference Thursday.
We had a strong focus on roads and bridges as we think about the highway projects in Alaska, whether it's construction, rebuilding, or maintaining. We know that we have significant needs. Our efforts to make sure that Alaska was receiving parity is going to play out in this bill. Support for airports, our air traffic control infrastructure. We want to make sure that when we're talking about transportation infrastructure, it's not only on the water, on the ground, but also in the air. I have been working with colleagues to make sure that there is a path forward for essential ferry service in rural communities that will help us with the Alaska Marine Highway System. With this administration, there's a great deal of focus on moving to electric vehicles, not only to EVs, but other alternative fuel vehicles that will help to reduce emissions.
The focus also included broadband, critical minerals projects, remote and subsistence harbor construction, water and wastewater projects, and wildfire management. When asked about specific projects for the Kenai Peninsula, Murkowski said,
$4.3 billion over 5 years in highway funding for Alaska to construct, rebuild, maintain our highways. We've got over 570 miles of highway in poor condition. We know what that means to commute times. I have driven that road between Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula so many times, and we all know what that means when we're in the midst of summer traffic with RVs coming back and forth, and it's dip net season. We know the safety issues that we have on many parts of the highway. There's $11 billion for highway and pedestrian safety programs.
Full details, RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Permanent Fund grew by almost 25% over the fiscal year that ended June 30th. The total value of the Permanent Fund at the end of the last fiscal year was over $81.1 billion, and that figure includes over $17 billion in unrealized gains, meaning increases to investments that have not been sold into cash. The fund's unaudited financial statements posted Monday showed the total value of the fund increased from $65 billion, and it made more than $15 billion over the last fiscal year. The Permanent Fund's recent growth contrasts to last year. The fund lost value for the fiscal year that ended last June over the annual draw was made for state services and the Permanent Fund dividend. Governor Mike Dunleavy said the recent record growth justifies spending now to help Alaskans struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some legislators, however, have argued that last year's uncertainty proves why the fund should not be overdrawn. Constitutionally protected part of the fund was $60 billion at June 30th, including $4 billion deposit mistakenly made by the Dunleavy administration. Over $20 billion was in the earnings reserve account that could be spent by simple majority vote of legislators. Angela Riddell, CEO of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation, gave a presentation earlier this week to a legislative committee charged with forging a permanent fiscal plan. She repeated calls not to overdraw the fund beyond the 5% statutory limit.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.